This is Sydney speaking. Current challenges with M&P. Some current approaches to M&P pose challenges for the marketing of shows with BLV accessibility. Many of the current ways shows are marketed are not accessible for BLV people. Ad campaigns are often reliant on transmitting information visually and don't offer adequate alternatives for those who can't see the visual aspects of the campaign. This is especially prevalent in online advertising. Creating visual marketing materials that include image description and/or alternative text should be priority, as they increase the access and likelihood that your ads can reach and be understood by consumers with varying levels of access. Social media is an integral part of modern advertising and is a great way to reach your audiences. Make sure you create accessible posts and that your accounts provide information in accessible ways. During interviews with BLV community members, we were told that many accessibility features implemented by theater companies feel like afterthoughts. The show wasn't created with them in mind. It was created and then incorporated accessibility features afterwards. This can feel even more apparent when there has been little to no accessible advertising. There is also a general lack of advertising for accessible options in live performance. Some theater companies use BLV forums and advertise their accessibility information on posters and ads, but many tend to only provide accessibility information about their shows on specific, sometimes hard-to-find sections of their website. Implementing accessibility measures can be hard work. It would be a shame if you didn't make it apparent that your show is accessible. Another key problem is website accessibility. Having information on accessibility doesn't mean much if your website hasn't been set up for a screen reader or if your images don't have alternative text. These are things to keep in mind when creating public-facing materials for your work.